Akron, Ohio, on September 23rd is when we're going to be at the beautiful Akron Civic Theater. Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan will play, and then you're going to come out and face the audience and answer some questions. And I have the privilege of being the moderator for that, and we are looking forward to that.
You are going to be?
Yes, sir.
How wonderful. You and I will have the grandest time, and thusly the audience will have a grand time.
Absolutely.
So the movie will play, and it's a wonderful movie, and audiences love the movie, and it really stands up. And then you and I will come out, or you'll come out, and then I'll come out, and take questions from the audience. What happens is a really wonderful moment in the theater where actor and audience meet and touch, and it's a really intimate moment, a connection with an actor that has just appeared on the screen. So it's great fun.
It was a movie that kind of was really pivotal in the Star Trek franchise. The first Star Trek movie didn't do quite as well as Hollywood would have wanted.
Yes, for reasons that I will go into when we're doing the show, Paramount decided to take another chance on making another Star Trek film, but far less money. So they went back to what we knew was the strength of Star Trek, which was the story. And so there's a wonderful story in The Wrath of Khan and some wonderful characters.
When they decided to make the second Star Trek, they went back to what worked, as you just said. Tribbles were out of the question, so Ricardo Montalban kind of reemerged as Khan. And it was weird. For 1967, there was no rich Corinthian leather, and there was no Mr. Rourke. Were you at all concerned that, you know, he was kind of typecast, and nobody remembered Khan?
No, those things never occurred to me. I realize it's a commercial endeavor, and that reputation and people liking people from other things will come to the theater and all. But unless you're facing an audience and it's not a good house, I don't think about whether another actor has a reputation or a large following on social media. My wonderment is hopeful that they'll be talented and fit the role. And Ricardo Montalban, I knew of him from early on in his career, early on in life. I admired him from a long time, and so I was delighted to see him again. And by this time in the movie, he either had lost the ability to walk or he was very painful. So he had built himself up from the waist up. His enormously strong, well-defined upper body, but his leg, where he had been an athlete before, his legs had given out.
Mm-hmm.
I loved him. He was a wonderful man, and his talent and his athleticism, when I knew him, I felt very strongly about him.
Star Trek II also co-starred Kirstie Alley long before she ever stepped into a famous Boston bar.
This beautiful woman playing a nice role, and she did it beautifully. It was she was a really cool kid.
And then at the end, the unthinkable happened, and Spock died. At that point, did anybody know that there was going to be a 3 for sure?
Nobody knew anything about anything, including Paramount. It turned out that the wife of the director and the wife of the producer, the head of Paramount, combined in a sort of premature Me Too movement and saying, you got to make another Star Trek, and that's why another Star Trek was made. The wives got together.
Incredible. Talking with my captain, Mr. William Shatner. Just shooting the chat here in the Classic Cafe. When you go to one of the Shatner performances, oftentimes there's Shat Happens shirts, so that's why we're using that phraseology. Saw you the last time you were around with your one-man show, and you could go on all day. The stories and all the things that you were involved with, even in television alone, is amazing. Going all the way back to the famous Twilight Zone episode with the airplane. Did you learn something from Rod Serling or anyone that you were actors with at that time that, you know, you kind of called on later in your career?
Well, you know, I've got an album coming out, a country album coming out called Why Not Me? And I've got a book coming out, Live Long and ... And even in October, I've got a Christmas album called Shatner Claus, which I think is going to be very good. All of those things, which are new and are going to be presented to the audience, I think they're going to be wonderful. But you never know anything until the audience tells you so. So the Twilight Zone was just another film, well-written because those guys who worked for him were really talented, as he was. But the group he had around him were called the Green Thumbs, and they wrote a lot of wonderful films before and after The Twilight Zone. So we recognized it as being a fun half hour, but nobody knew that it would go on and on. What chord it strikes in the audience, I'm not quite sure. I guess it's around the idea, if we had wings, we were meant to fly, but we don't have them, so we should be up in the air here. I guess that's the chord. But for some reason, unknown to anybody else, the couple of Twilight Zones that I did have stuck, have been in the popular concert.
And then all of those incredible Star Trek television shows, movies. Star Trek's been rebooted so many times and reimagined, the books and new TV shows coming out. What's missing? Is there something that isn't in the franchise yet that you think it should be?
I'm not sure what's missing. It seems to be going very well. I guess what's missing is the old cast.
Yeah.
But it's going very well without them, so I guess if you were to judge what's missing, you'd have to say nothing.
Gotcha. Well, we're going to go way into depth in this on September 23rd, Akron Civic Theater. We're going to see Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, and then Mr. Shatner and myself, making sure that the questions come from the audience. So everybody that comes to that, make sure you bring your best question for Mr. Shatner, and we are going to have ourselves a most amazing evening at the Akron Civic. I'm honored to be a part of it, sir, and thank you for joining us for a few minutes
thank
today.
Thank you so much. And I believe we're going to have a wonderful time, you and me and the audience.